Hey guys, it's Brother Peter. So just one more video tonight. I just want to make one more video, another soul winning tip video about something that I think is interesting and I think is important. And that is our appearance, you know, our presentation and our body language out soul winning. It's important how we present ourselves and the way we move, the way we appear and the way we dress, it says something about us. And, you know, over 90% of human communications are nonverbal communications. You know, what we say often doesn't line up with how our body speaks. You know, you can actually tell more about a person in a lot of cases by their body language. And, you know, we can lie with our mouths, but actually, you know, our bodies don't lie. The part of our brain that's connected to our limbic system, it doesn't lie. And it's harder to deceive people with your body language than it is with your words. So we should have the right body language out soul winning, and we should have the right appearance. Because I just believe that we need to make it easy for people to get saved out soul winning. And we need to attract them and not repel them. And we need to have the right appearance. You know, one time I was going to a church and I showed up for soul winning on Saturday. And I was dressed in a shirt and tie. I trimmed my beard and I had a leather jacket on. I had shine shoes on and I had, you know, a pair of khaki pants on or whatever. And my soul winning partner that day was an older gentleman who had been going through a really rough time with his daughter. And he had been having a lot of family problems, and he showed up soul winning that day just looking like a wreck, a mess. He had a really thick 5 o'clock shadow. His hair was not combed at all. He was literally wearing dirty sweatpants and a dirty t-shirt and some kind of slippers. I mean, he must have been going through a really rough time, and you know, he wanted to go soul winning that day, and I was like, oh, all right, let's go soul winning. And he was my partner, and what we did was we didn't stick together. We did soul winning on the same street. I took one side of the street. He took the other side of the street. And you know what? He just was really downtrodden that day. He was just slumped over, just, you know, dejected, just plodding along, sauntering along, you know, bad posture, looking like just a mess. And he actually got the cops called on him. And I was able to talk to people, invite them to church. I don't think anyone got saved that day, but I was able to have some good communication with people about the gospel and about church. And he actually got the cops called on him because he looked like something was wrong with him. He looked like there was something that was wrong. That there's just, he looked like maybe a mentally ill person walking around or something, just because he was so dejected. His body language and appearance was so bad. And that's why this is important. You know, we're ambassadors for Christ. You know, Pastor Roger Jimenez said this to me once. You know, I had just gotten saved and he had just baptized me and I visited his church and I was wearing shorts to church or whatever and casual clothes. And I asked him what he thought about that. And he said, you know, I'm not going to say it's a sin or there's anything wrong with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you're wearing. But you know, what if you were invited to dinner at the White House? If you were invited to dinner at the White House to eat with the president, how would you show up? Wouldn't you show up in your best, looking your best? And, you know, wearing a shirt and tie. How much more when we go to God's house? And how much more when we're out being ambassadors for Christ and being soul winners and representing the church and more importantly, representing Jesus Christ who died for the church? And that really stuck with me. And ever since then, you know, I believed in wearing a shirt and tie to church and I believe in wearing a shirt and tie out soul winning. Now, this isn't just like an unbreakable rule for me. I do sometimes go soul winning in without a shirt and tie, but 95% of the time I am wearing a shirt and tie, and I always make sure I'm, you know, shaved, or if I have a beard, my beard is trimmed, and that I'm looking presentable, and that you look like you're there for a purpose. But besides the way we look, you know, in the way that we're dressed, in our apparel, our body language needs to be right. And, you know, when I first started thinking about this, I was out soul winning with Pastor Anderson, again, right around when I got saved, and I had just been new to soul winning, and I was kind of nervous. And I asked him, I was like, you know, for some feedback. And he said, you know, you got to smile. You got to be friendly. You know, I believe in a big smile. And that, you know, again, that stuck with me. And I believe in that too. And I, you know, it was hard for us to force yourself to smile. You know, I was kind of reserved. I wasn't as outgoing as I am now. I had to learn to be like that. But it stuck with me, and it is. It's important because it decreases resistance to people. You don't want to show up to people's doorsteps and look adversarial. And the way you decrease people's resistance to you is by having good body language when they first see you, when they first set their eyes on you, because people are naturally resistant to other people who they think, you know, are trying to, you know, slip something past them without them noticing. They're resistant to religious people who they think are trying to deceive them or trick them or coax them into something that they wouldn't, you know, that they wouldn't have an interest in, or that they wouldn't have a benefit from getting involved in. And they're also resistant to like salespeople, and they're just resistant to people are naturally looking to defend themselves, and they don't want to be duped. So let me tell you another story really quickly, you know, because body language is important out soul winning. One time I was out soul winning with a new soul winner, and he was with me and my friend, and we were going soul winning in a neighborhood, and he had his hands in his pockets the whole time because he was just clearly nervous. He had never been soul winning, and he wasn't really good friends with me and my friend, so he was just kind of nervous, but he had his hands in his pockets, and he was super slumped over, looking at the ground the whole time, walking very leisurely, just like ambling along, and just kind of just had this like, you know, just dragging his feet along. And every time we walked up to a door, he had that really bad posture, and he was looking at the ground with his hands in his pockets, and I said to him, you have to take your hands out of your pockets because it looks like you're hiding something, and people are gonna look out the window, and when they see this, and he's like 6'3", big 6'3", strong black guy, like really, like if people see a big guy with their hands in their pockets walking up to their door, they're gonna be like, he doesn't look like he's here for a purpose. He doesn't look like he's, you know, doing anything productive. You know, we need to look like we're there for a purpose, and we need to be open and with our body language, not have our hands in our pockets. That's just an example. You know, it's something that could turn people off, and it's something that could prevent people from getting saved. So I just want to give some examples of how we can have good body language out soul winning. First of all, eye contact. Make good eye contact out soul winning. Don't be shifty and looking at the ground. Eye contact is very, very important, and it's something that new soul winners seem to struggle with. And a lot of people struggle with eye contact. You know, it's important to make eye contact when you're talking to the person and when they're talking back to you. And you have to find the right balance. Don't be looking all around. Don't be scared to look the person in the eye. Have confidence and look at them in the eye. You are the expert on soul winning. You need to be confident and look them in the eye and show them that you're a reliable person to be listening to. But also, don't just stare them dead in the eye 100% of the time, you know, just like looking really intimidating like a predator. You know, a general rule is like, you know, 80% of the time you should be making eye contact, you know, 70 to 80% of the time while you're talking to them. And you know, don't look down when you break eye contact, look up and away and not down, because it just doesn't look right. It looks like you might be hiding something or that you don't have good confidence. Another thing is, you know, smile out soul winning, you know, big smile, and look like you're happy to see them and that you have the joy of the Lord in your heart. You know, it's smiling at someone is a friend signal. We don't want to give off foe signals and enemy signals to people. We want to give off friend signals out soul winning. Like, hey, we're on the same team. I'm here to benefit you. One way you do that is smiling. Another way you do that is, you know, don't give them these. Don't, with the furrowed brow. You want to give them like a smile and like an upward head nod, like and a flash of the eyebrows. That's a friend signal. You know, if you notice, whenever you see, when you see someone you like or you're a friend of yours, you know, they'll give you a head flash and a, you know, head nod and an eyebrow flash. And also their head will be tilted a little bit. You know, if you notice, you know, it's for some reason, it's just been found that girls and guys in pictures, when people were surveyed, you know, people that give a slight head tilt, they were seen as more attractive. And actually, when it's another friend signal, when somebody you like heads your way and you see them, you tend to tilt your head to one direction. It's just a phenomenon. That is friendly body language, and it's something that human beings perceive as friendly and that we naturally do when we see something that we like. So smile, good eye contact, and don't look all around, don't look down, don't squint your eyes, don't like purse your lips like that, you know, and don't hide your lips like that. Just be open, smile, have, you know, open body language with your face and your head. With your torso, first of all, face them. So don't be like too, like, don't be turned all the way this way. You want to be facing them and look like you're giving them your attention. Also don't creep up on them. Don't come too close to the door. You know, I believe that, especially when there's three soul winners, sometimes you have groups of three, the person who's knocking the door, you know, don't even be right up on the door. But most importantly, I think the silent partner should be a few feet behind. They should be a few feet behind because you don't want to look like, you don't want to be so close up on somebody. You don't want to be like, look like you're invading their territory. So when I'm a silent partner, I always fall back a little bit. And, you know, also when I'm knocking the door and I ring the doorbell, if there are steps, I put one foot on the top step and another foot on the second or third step. So I'm not just right up on top of the door. And I think it's just a way, you know, and I kind of leave my torso this way a little bit so I don't look like I don't look threatening. I'm just kind of open with my body language. You know, don't be stiff, be loose, and have good posture. Don't be slumped over like that guy I was talking about. Have good posture, look like you're there for a reason, look like you're there with confidence. You know, you're an ambassador for Christ, and you know, no man ever spake like Christ. You're there with his words, and you're there with the word of God. We can know that what we're saying is true, so we should have good posture and look confident. You know, our arms and our hands, again, you should be loose. You know, don't cross your arms like this. It's a faux signal. It shows that you don't like what you're seeing, you don't like what you're hearing. It's blocked off, it's a barrier. You don't want to do that. Don't put your hands in your pockets, you know, especially if you're talking to women. Guys, your hands should always be free. Don't put your hands in your pockets. You know, if you have your Bible, even put your Bible under your arm. And don't have stuff in your hands, and don't be clutched all up here. Again, just have open body language. Don't touch your face or your eyes. And it's a habit that a lot of people have. It's like a little bit of a nervous habit, but don't do it. It just, the other person, they're subconscious just doesn't receive it well. It just doesn't look right. It just looks shifty sometimes. You know, when people start touching their eyes, it means that they don't like what they're seeing sometimes. They're trying to almost block what they're seeing. That's why when someone starts squinting their eyes at you, that's not good either. So don't touch your face and your eyes, and show your hands. Have your feet pointed towards them. And, you know, this is all important. We should have good body language at soul winning. I think it's something we should be cognizant of. And you also need to be receptive to their body language. You know, if they're dazing off and they're just yesing you to death and like, yep, and, you know, they're just looking into the distance and not looking at you, they're not interested in what you're saying. Some people don't have the character to just say, I don't want to hear this. So they just yes you to death, and you have to know when, okay, this person, are you interested in what I'm saying? You know, okay, and know when sometimes you just have to just cut it loose and go find someone who's interested. If somebody's squinting their eyes and they cross their arms or something, you know, that should indicate to you that maybe they don't like what they've heard. And you should go back and just see, you know, if what it is that they have a problem with from the scripture. If someone's feet are just pointed, you know, you're trying to preach them the gospel and their feet are pointed away from you, that's a sign that they want to leave and that they're not interested. When someone's feet are pointed away from you, that means that they want to get out of there and that they're not interested in you. And you know, if they're turning like this and their feet are turned away, that means they're not interested. So we need to be aware of people's body language and our body language out. Soul winning, it's important. We communicate with our bodies. And you know, when you're also, one last point, this is already a 15-minute video. Thanks for bearing with me this long. But you know, I think that you should, when you're preaching the gospel, you know, I think your body should sing with you a little bit. You should be a little enthusiastic about what you're saying. Don't just be a robot, you know. And some people talk with their hands a lot, like Italians and people from, you know, people in my family, they tend to do that. They talk with their hands a lot. I tend to talk with my hands. But don't just be a stiff robot. You know, look like somebody who believes what they're saying and are comfortable with what they're saying. And be comfortable with the person that you're talking to, because people tend to mirror you, your mood and your body language themselves. And so if you're relaxed and have good body language, then, you know, you'll tend to put them in the same kind of mind frame. All right, guys, have a good night. God bless you.